Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. Welcome back. So last episode, Jeff asked if there were any Thals left on Skara when the Doctor sent the Hand of Omega to destroy the entire planet. I will say the Doctor didn't do that. He programmed it to do that if the Daleks got it, and he kind of manipulated the Daleks into taking it. But Davros kind of did that himself, like trying to use technology he didn't know how to use. He ended up blowing up his own planet and everyone on it. Whether there were Thals there or not, we're still not sure. But Squally on Patreon had a theory about this, or was this something you read? Anyway, she says, didn't the last remaining off-world Thals actually transform into Daleks because of the mutant phase? They had the same DNA or common ancestor. They enslaved the Khaleds, let them die from missile radiation, go to war with them, go peaceful, then go back to war, etc., finally to become what they hated. What is that from? I don't even know. The mutant phase. I know there's a big finish called the mutant phase, which I do not remember because it's like from the first year. It was a very long time ago. I remember it being a fun one. It was the Doctor and Nyssa going up against the Daleks, obviously. There was like a three-part Dalek adventure. It was like kind of the first time the Daleks were in Big Finish, I think. There was the genocide machine and the apocalypse element. And then there was the Time of the Daleks, which had Paul McGann in it. But yeah, some of it, I think, was meant to be during like the Dalek invasion of Earth business. This is Nyssa's first encounter with the Daleks because she never really met them. But yeah, does this have the Thals in it? I can't remember. We'll have to look at it. Do I have to listen to it? I remember it being very distressing. And there was like a cover for it. I don't even know if it was a used cover or if it was like a, you know, pretendy cover with the kind of big bobble-headed Dalek on it. But then I think someone vetoed that down at the BBC, so it went missing. But yeah, maybe I'll have a look on the fandom website. Does anyone ever go there, the TARDIS data core? They'll explain everything to you. Oh no, they've explained it in way too much detail. I can't get through any of this. Anyway, they haven't even done episodes 3 and 4. Someone's done this like extensive recap of episodes 1 and 2 and then gone, yeah, no, I'm tapping out. but yeah, So there's Robo Man in it. TARDIS is caught in a damaged spatial temporal causal nexus point. There's something about the first law of time. Scaro is destroyed in an alternate timeline. Oh, there you go. TARDIS hits a bump in the time track, is drawn down a time corridor. Oh my god, this is madness. I kind of love it. I kind of love the craziness. So yeah, I can't really remember if anything happens. But yeah, I think it might also cross over with the Dalek Empire, which is like goes for like discs and discs and discs at Big Finish. It's just a lot. Like Dalek Empire is sometimes like the human characters are really interesting, but sometimes when it's just Daleks talking to each other, it can get a little bit grating. Just a little bit. But yeah, I don't know what any of that mutant phase business is. Or was that in a later story? Did that turn up in like The Witch's Familiar and all that kind of thing? Because I don't really remember any of that. Maybe I should go back and watch those. I haven't watched those in a long time because I kind of tapped out of the Capaldi era. I know I've said that before, so maybe that's something we should go back and have a look at. I did enjoy that Dalek one with Clara when she was shrunk. If you want to hear that, that's in I talk about that at Flight Through Entirety podcast. Like, so you know, it's like it's a spin-off. It's not really a spin-off. It's like what do you call it? It's a crossover between this podcast and that podcast. You can listen to me on another Doctor Who podcast talking about other Doctor Who things. But yes, you can hear me talking about Into the Dalek. But yeah, maybe I should do that two-parter with the... Remember the hand grenades? Like, because I've been playing that stupid... Has anyone played the stupid game? What's it called? It's just a game where you just tap things. It's just like a Doctor Who tappy game. Lost in Time, I think it's called. You just play it on your phone. I guess you could get it on like an iPad or something if you've got one of those. I don't know if it's on a computer, but it's just one of those games where you tap it a few times and then you run out of taps and it wants you to pay for them. And rather than pay for them, you just put it down and don't look at it for a while. And you have to watch a lot of commercials. So, you know, if you're a big ABC viewer that doesn't like commercials, I would stay well away. But yeah, but they have like the little Dalek hand grenades in that whenever you've got like a little Scaro thing. It's just a lot of cartoons really with word bubbles. I don't really know what happens in it. I just know you just press buttons. You know, I love a tappy tap game on... am I the only one? I just love games where you just press buttons. Like I've got this... My favorite one is like it's called Disney's Magic Kingdoms and you build your own Disneyland and you put your rides where you want to put your rides and you put like, you know, shops and like little food concessions and then you just tap them and bubbles come out of them. And you can collect Disney princesses. I mean, really, that's the ultimate goal for me, frankly. I just want all the princesses. Like whenever I was playing the Kingdom Hearts game on PlayStation, I just really wanted to get the princesses. Like that's all I was really invested in. I'm like, when can I hang out with Ariel? When can I hang out with Snow White? When, like, where's Sleeping Beauty when I need it? Yeah, I'm I'm sometimes a 7-year-old in this body. But yeah, Lost in Time it's really like for a Doctor Who game, it's quite dull. there's not really that much to do. You just press a button, watch a commercial. Like that's all it really does. Like it's and I tried that there's one on the iPad, which you have to get like an Apple Arcade subscription for, which I got like, you know, you can get a free one for a month. So I did that and then quickly deleted it before it, you know, was going to make me pay for it. And they've got a Doctor Who game with Jodie Whittaker in it and Yaz. And it's It's one of those games where you get a picture and you've got to find, like, oh, you've got to find the scarf and then you've got to find the umbrella. And it's just these cluttered pictures. And I decided that I wasn't going to play that game after, like, I played it for, like, a couple of hours. And then you had to find what the game referred to. Like, so mostly it was just areas that you were like, how is this even Doctor Who related? Like, this is not even... This is Doctor Who adjacent at best. Like, you know, there were some Doctor Who-ish things in it. Like, you know, there would be the colourful scarf or a bow tie. But then it was just like some sort of lamp and then a fan, you know, like, or a, you know, a gold chicken. It was just like these weird things. I'm like, that's not Doctor Who. And then one time it said, oh, find all the cyber rats. And I'm like, oh, they haven't even done their research. It's cyber mats with an M. Like, come on. So yeah, I decided they were just trying to cash in, so I deleted it. Because I'll just become addicted to a tap game. Like, insane. Like, I there's something wrong with me. I just like pressing buttons. It's probably why I like doing this podcast. It's just a lot of buttons to press over on the Acast website when I'm uploading it. Ooh, I press that one. I press that one. But yes. Anyway, I've completely distracted myself from what I was meant to be talking about. We were reacting to the remembrance of the Daleks. Anyway, I don't know about the mutant phase, Squally. That would be confusing. Anyway, more reactions to Remembrance of the Daleks in the next episode. I think we're going to have reactions for as long as we talked about the actual show. I mean, I think I talked about it longer than it went. Because, like, I spent entire weeks on it. So that's like 40, 50 minutes talking about 25-minute episodes. I've become one of those podcasts. I wanted to do a short 10-minute podcast because I really hate when you listen to a podcast that goes longer than the show they're talking about. And now I'm that show. I spend whole weeks talking about 25 minutes of the kids' show from the 80s.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.